All right, Leo. I'm pulling that one down early. What's up, sir? We've got a special little treat to welcome to Usher in the holidays. Are you ready to sit back and listen? Kill 3 minutes of show? All right, here's my YouTube montage. Hope you guys like it.
You made it yourself?
No, not at all. I went on YouTube and searched up two different things, and hopefully it's good to go. Fingers crossed.
What?
Nothing. It's a card from my dad.
What is it? Wait. Dear son, happy Festivus? What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
When George was growing up, his father hated all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas, so he made up his own holiday.
Oh, and another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
All right.
And instead of a tree, didn't your father put up an aluminum pole?
Oh, Jerry, stop it.
And weren't there feats of strength that always ended up with you crying?
I can't do it anymore. I'm going to work. You happy now? All right, I'm out of here.
Happy Festivus.
It's Festivus.
When George was growing up, his father...
Nothing. It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
Frank invented a holiday? He's so prolific. Craig, I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Tell me everything.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way. What happened to the doll? It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us. That must have been some kind of doll. She was. At the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year. And is there a tree? No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting. Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch. Let's do it then. Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, woman.
Kramer, Kramer, any word from the vest?
No.
That was our little Festivus montage. Pretty much just a YouTube Festivus clip I found and thrown over Bing Crosby.
I like it.
Thank you, sir. Let me, hold on, talk again.
I said I like it.
Why can I not hear you? You know what? Headphones.
One mic two.
There we go. You're okay. Mic two, not mic three.
Oh.
Ta-da. Whatever. You missed 10 seconds of talking.
All right.
You gabby bastard.
Okay.
So anyhow, folks, just wanted you to welcome you to another episode of Papa's Basement. I think we have to give the URL shout out as always.
Yeah.
www.fcac.org/WEBR.
Channel.
Cox right, channel 37. Comcast channel 27.
Yes.
And if you're really poor, it's Cox channel 10. When you get the basic wall jack cable, you don't even get the 37.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it shows on channel 10.
You know what? In my bedroom at my mom's house, where I don't live anymore, might I elaborate? Yeah. If you just plug into a wall jack and you don't have a cable box or any crap, it's on channel 10.
Oh, okay.
If you're getting Fox on channel 35 instead of 5, that kind of ghetto. So, yeah, let's do the PSA playoff because we are a show of structure and recurring bits that care about the listener. We have 30 seconds of ex-abuse girl. We have a 30-second spot of Selective Service Pledge of Allegiance. And we've always played that, I think. Another Selective Service and Pet Health for 30 seconds. Let me see if we can get one more funny one in there. Depression, 30 seconds. Okay, that's a winner, too. So I'm going to say girl abuse and depression.
I was going to go with girl abuse and...
We knew that.
And
don't you always, Leo?
Maybe pet health.
But I'm going to go with girl abuse.
All right, let's do that.
When in doubt, punch the bitch. And why am I not hearing it? Did I not? Oh, hold on. Let me fix the cart.
Mom, Dad, I'm listening. Illegal drugs are dangerous. Besides, my friends and I have a better way to get high. We take prescription painkillers. Between your leftovers and Sarah's mom's stash,
it's not
we are
girl abuse,
totally set.
RX abuse.
Oh, you idiot.
What am I, retarded? Good Lord. All right, depression.
Yes.
If a disease caused suffering, missed work days, even death, would it be real? Well, depression is real and affects over 19 million Americans. Fortunately, hope is real too, because science has developed effective treatments that can lead to recovery. For the real facts about depression,
I think RX abuse is probably better.
I think we've done it. We did gas off it when you weren't here on the show. No, let's do RX abuse.
Mom, Dad, I'm listening. Illegal drugs are dangerous. Besides, my friends and I have a better way to get high. We take prescription painkillers. Yeah. Between your leftovers and Sarah's mom's stash, we are totally set. You haven't noticed any missing? And the best part, it's medicine, so I'm not doing anything bad.
Millions of teens have risked addiction, coma, even death, abusing prescription painkillers.
Both losers.
Need help
yeah.
talking to your
I
kids?
I am severely disappointed.
Drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, strike one and strike two. Exactly. Okay, let's give the show outline. I think we're going to talk about our holiday plans and kind of, I don't know about you, I've been disgustingly lazy, skipping the gym, overeating, drinking nonstop for the past week or so.
Same.
Okay, yeah. My gym partners they bailed on me, and so I kind of bailed on myself and have been eating pasta and whiskey for breakfast the past few days. Okay, we've also got Christmas shopping. I don't know if you have any horror stories in the Christmas shopping.
Yeah, today.
Really?
It's not that big of a horror. Kind of embarrassing, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down for that. We also got a little bit of something I want to touch on, just if you were into any kind of weird crap, broad-wise, any kind of weird fetish you might have, maybe... I know you don't swing this way, but maybe the yellow fever. You're not James Lee.
Nah, it got to be mixed with something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. And then finally, we're going to do our news item of the week. I think this week we got a decent one that will spawn some debate. And not that it's deep or anything. It's pretty much just, you know what? I'll give it away right now. It's about lottery winners. And it's going to be us just whacking off wet dreaming for 10 minutes what we'd do if we didn't have to work.
Okay.
Another day in our life.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, I guess the holiday horror stories, the gluttony,
no.
The pigging. What have you done? What did I miss something?
Yes, you did.
No, holiday plans and gluttony, and then Christmas shopping horror stories. I kind of mashed the two together.
You're missing something.
Oh, I'm missing a song?
Yes.
Oh, Leo's paid more attention to the outline than me. Here comes the Tupac.
It.
Yeah, I wrote it, by the way, in my chicken scratch. Looks like I wrote with my feet. Here it comes. Are you happy?
Yes.
Baby got his pacifier, his baba.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's do an oldie but goodie to the listener count, which we gave up on ever since some effort trounced us with 22 listeners.
22 now?
It's up to 22, man. It was 16 one time. We got up to 13. Someone got up to 16. And then they just crapped on us and got up to 22. Let's see where we're at right now. Listen now. I want to listen now. Holy ass, we're at 3. No, dude, On the Commons was at 3. The show before us.
Yeah.
But I'm hitting reload again. No way. Oh, Jesus.
This sucks, man.
Why? Why did we come in?
Yeah.
F this. Pac won't even play for us anymore. He doesn't care. Why do we care?
He's rolling in his grave right now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's like, stop using my material if you guys have no listeners.
What are we doing, dude? We used to get, like, at least 10 people a week. 9 or 10.
I'll say it's the holidays, so everyone's out shopping.
Everyone's with their family.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, our friends are so family-oriented and responsible. They're out shopping for their loved ones and not just hungover on the couch or neglecting us at this point. I am someone who will remain anonymous. I was like, hey, listen to the show. She replies back, what's in it for me? Like, I won't punch you in the face. How's that? So anyhow, wait, I didn't say that on air.
Oh, man, we suck.
I know. God, we really do.
Yeah.
We had a head of steam going for like 2 months. And then I was just like, I don't care. It became homework. It became day 6 of clearinghouse work.
Yeah.
Now we just roll in. It's like, Leo, please motivate me to go. We're not even at 10 minutes after, either.
What time is it? Let's pack it up.
Goodbye. Dude, I'm down. Let's leave it like 320. We can do that the next 2 weeks. Who gives a crap? Just remind me to turn on the automation so we got something going.
All right. So, this is holidays now.
The holiday laziness. I know for me, I've been skipping the gym for like easily 2 weeks, which is, I'm horrible because you know me. I love to rag on fat people.
Mm-hmm.
My brother does too. I don't know why we're so into it.
And now you became one.
I'm joining the ranks plenty fast. I've been skipping the gym. Dear Kim, one of our coworkers, a woman of generous proportion, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
She's a baker too. Like a, not a professional, but part-time, a good, you know, doing her thing on the side baker. She's bringing in fudge for breakfast, balls of peanut butter covered in chocolate for breakfast. This is the time of the year where our company gets all kinds of promo food in the mail from all of our clients.
Uh-huh.
Just sits on the lunchroom table, and I just eat it nonstop. Like, I go in every 15 minutes because I hate my job.
Mm-hmm.
Let's repeat that. I hate it, and anything I can do to get up from my desk, be it take a crap or eat, I will do it. And so I get up, and I just shovel in brick after brick. I mean, I was down to about 2,000 calories a day, you know, for weight loss, maybe 1,800, 2,000. I'm easily at 4,000 a day right now.
Nah.
I am eating for two Johns, man, and I'm getting the bitch tits. I got no lines on my stomach anymore. Not that I really had some, but I had a touch of, like, line on the side or something.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
Nah, man. Yeah. Yeah, my six-pack is gone, and my ween's down to 9 inches. It's horrible. I love radio. No one can verify this. So, anyhow, yeah, man. I am totally out of shape. I mean, today. Do you want to know what I ate today?
What?
Okay. Get up. Roll to Popeyes with Rich Harmon. I kill two of the chicken burritos they got with the red beans and rice in them.
Oh, for real? I didn't know they had those.
Oh, yeah. 2 for $3. They're fat.
Okay.
They put in this little chipotle sauce to lubricate the whole production because last year they made them. They're dry as hell.
Yeah.
But the whole thing's all fat. Goes down your throat real nice now.
Yeah.
All right. I had that. Diet Coke because I'm watching my figure after I killed a half cup of orange soda.
Mm-hmm.
Then I tried to get him to go to Dunkin' Donuts. I forced him to finally drive by, but there's too long a line. So I came back. Then I came back to our house.
Uh-huh.
Will, for some reason, left shredded wheat boxes with just the dust in the bottom. I killed a bowl full of the dust.
Uh-huh.
Then I started drinking the alcoholic chocolate eggnog.
Yeah, I smelt it.
Yeah, on my breath. Then I started eating pasta. And now I'm planning on getting some junk food before we even get home. I want soda and I want a donut.
Wow.
Yeah, I want diabetes. the betis. I want my foot cut off before New Year. That's my resolution. So yeah, man, I've just been a hog because I'm not a big drinker either. But when you don't gym, the hangovers don't matter.
Yeah.
So now I'm drinking. First time in months. Tell us, Leo. Tell us your horror stories. I know you can't compare to that.
Nah.
You're a bit more of the manorexic. You got a little discipline, but...
Nah, I've been wilding out this past couple weeks since my birthday, you know, ate like probably like a third of that birthday cake.
Dude, your birthday ruined me, by the way. I swear to the cake, huge sheet cake. We got to thank Mama Reynolds for that. Well, the whole Reynolds clan.
Yeah, we had like, what, three cakes that day?
Two.
Well, Jamie bought... Well, she made a cake.
That's right. Yeah, and I knew I'd be, like, cheating on my diet later that night. And so while you were at the TV, and I turned on the sink so you wouldn't hear me, and I started just eating the cake with my hands.
Oh, you asked.
Because I knew we'd feed it to the guests later because of the crappy sheet cake.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that was my secret shame. I just, like, put my head around the closet, the pantry, so I could verify you were on the couch. Then I started eating your birthday cake with my hands. Actually, it was a knife. Yeah. And I kind of used the knife as a spoon, too. There you go.
Asshole.
But yeah, you did from your parents get a Titanic sheet cake.
Yeah,
I mean,
straight from Costco.
Like 3x2 or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I loved it because it said keep refrigerated on the side. And we just left it out because we didn't have room in the fridge. And I remember I was eating hunks of it every day. And then in the middle of one night, I get up and it tasted like someone had dumped Clorox on it. Like it turned. In this 4-hour span.
Yeah, I saw it like the next day and it was like yellow. Yeah. The icing was yellow instead of white.
Yeah, dude, seriously, it looked like an old jizz rag. And yeah, it was hideous. Like I woke up and I take a huge bite and I'm half asleep. I'm like, maybe it's because I'm half asleep, it doesn't taste good. I should eat some more. Like total fat man logic, you know? And I take another heaping bite of it and it tastes horrible. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to crap myself in my sleep now. And so I'm just lying there for like easily a half hour. You know, it's about 5 a.m. I wake up 6:45 for work, just gurgling away. I finally wake up and, you know, I start pounding coffee at work. I just take this horrible, like, Jackson Pollock crap, you know, modern art masterpiece, just splash in the back of the toilet.
Oh, man.
That's what got me up for work, knowing that I would be doing that, like, 2 hours later. That was my motivator. God, my job. So, yeah. So you're saying the birthday cake is what started to break you down, too.
Yeah.
How much of it did you eat, that Titanic sheet cake?
I think it was more of the icing, because I always took the piece where it was, like, the big flowers.
Yeah, oh, my God. That was, like, 2 inches straight up of icing.
Yeah.
Each flower.
And I remember, like, Sunday night when I took a piece of that, like, I was watching football, then all of a sudden I was like, why did I do that? Like, I could feel my body say too much sugar was in my bones. Because also Mel baked brownies that day, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And I licked the, you know, the mixing.
Yeah, God, we're gross, man.
Yeah.
I think that's the only, like, that's, well, no, it's not only. There's a lot of perks to living with a ton of people. But one of them is if you're being, like, a total glutton,
yeah.
You pretend that it's not just you that was eating the cake. You're like, no way I ate that much of that piece of crap. Everyone else. And then I think Mel said she hadn't touched it. You're telling me you just ate the icing.
Yeah.
Well, I
had the cake. But
a little bit.
Yeah.
Will obviously wasn't eating it. Will just eats, like, popcorn and shredded wheat.
Yeah.
And soda. Diet soda. So, yeah, I must have, oh, God, I would just race home every day buying that cake. Like, that's what got me through the day.
Nobody better eat it. I'm going to coming home.
I had my eye on the happy piece today. Tomorrow is birthday. Oh, my God. But, yeah, oh, I must have eaten 4 pounds of cake myself. I'm not even exaggerating.
Then, like, the week before, you eat, like, 2 boxes of ice cream.
Dude, yeah, I mean, I've been on, like, a fat tear for, like, a month now. I've only gained like 4 or 5 pounds out of it, so I guess that's okay. But
you probably lost muscle when gaining.
Yeah, that too. Oh my God, yeah, the sugar just rips through your muscles, man. Yeah. The insulin, Jesus, yeah, I'm gross. No wonder my right hand won't touch me anymore. So yeah, I guess we got that. We've been pigs, the whole household.
Yeah,
has Mel let it slide? Will hasn't. Will's always eating the same junk.
Mel,
as we just said,
she ate a whole bunch of brownies, but
fat pig.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, who said that? Why'd you say that about your girl, Leo?
You know, sometimes she needs to hear it.
Whoa, Leo. slow your roll, son. I'm kidding, Mel. I know you're listening at home. Don't hurt us. Well, anyhow, we have a handy-dandy list to keep the show rolling.
All
Momentum
right.
is the name of the game today, sir. And getting out of here at about 3:30. Let's flip the sheet. Theater of the mind right there, playing with some paper. Christmas shopping. Oh, Leo, you start with this one, man.
All right.
Tell me about your Christmas shopping efforts.
All right, well, I finally...
Tell me what you got me.
I finally started today.
Good for you.
So I was in Best Buy, you know, walking around like...
Total zoo, right?
Yeah.
Not as bad as Black Friday, but it's going to be getting there.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Like, they had each cash register open, so that was good. They actually was smart about that. But, like, I was, like, walking around, like, trying to get some guy's help. And he was like, I'll be right back. So I waited there 10 minutes, and he never showed. So I was like, fuck it. I mean.
You mean heck with it.
Yes.
In radio land.
So I was just like, man, forget that. So I just picked up something. And I was walking around for a while, you know, seeing what else I could get. But I noticed, like, all these, like, girls looking at me and stuff. And I was like, wow, man, you know.
You're getting there. This is why Leo's hot.
Yeah, so I was like, man, dude, I must be looking good today.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was at the cash register, and, like, the girl who, you know, setting me up,
mm-hmm.
she was like, looked like she wanted to tell me something.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to. And I was like, what the hell? Do I have, like, a booger in my nose or something? So when I went back to my car to load everything, I looked, I was like, oh, I don't have no boogers on. So like, I went to a different store to pick up something. And same thing happened, you know, people
mm-hmm.
were looking at me and stuff, all, you know, some looking at me sexy, some looking at me weird and awkward. And I was like, what the hell is
going
on?
How I greet you every day. Yeah. Sexy, weird glance.
So I get back to my car and I sit down and I realize my zipper's down.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was either that or a poster that read Rapist Wanted with a brother that looked kind of like you.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like walking around Best Buy.
So no one told you your junk was flopping out?
No.
Wow.
You know what? I came to think of it, I realized, you know what? I would have told like someone else that their zipper was down if I saw a random stranger, you know?
I don't know. But do you think it was a race thing?
Yes.
Exactly.
Nah, but after experiencing this, man, I was like, you know what? I will tell that fellow friend no more he's a stranger. I'll tell him.
Exactly. He's your brother and balls hanging out.
Yes.
Speaking of, I'm playing with my belt. Not because your story was hot. It was just kind of, it was cutting into my fat, expanding gut. So, okay. So you were at Best Buy, and according to Christy, you sound stoned. He's just laid back, man.
Yeah, I'm laid back today.
I got to give it up to Mr. Reynolds. He does not smoke the ganja.
I'm hungover, man. Sorry.
Yeah. I love it when you show up drunk, like at 11, you're like, I haven't been drinking. And then after you've been struggling to get up the stairs, you pulled that on me last night. I did not appreciate the deception, Leonard.
When? Oh.
You walked in the door. It was just you BSing, man. It wasn't anything serious. I was like, you drunk? Like, you obviously were. You're like, no. And then you just ran past me.
No, mommy.
Yeah. No, mommy. Oh, my God. And Carmen's just disgusted at all the food I've been eating. Yes, I've been reading the IMs that I get on air, people.
Well, why don't you let them throw it up on you?
Hold on. Let's hit reload. We're going to do this show. We're going to grovel for listeners again. I missed this bit. Hit the reload button.
I say it gets more than three.
It's got to be more than three. Jesus Christ. The people before us had three.
Yeah.
And if they are our strong lead-in, oh, we're at. We put, you know, pack up the bags now. We're up to four. Oh, my God. Our audience has increased by 33%.
Wow.
All that marketing.
33.333.
Exactly. Three with a bar on top. Infinite. Oh, and a new IM. What do we have here? Oh, it's my old friend, Patricia. I haven't seen her forever.
No.
She just said, ha, ha, ha. I guess she's number four. No. Everyone's accounted for. Nice and tidy. In fact, I don't even, you know what? My mom's doing the
TV.
She's doing something. Like a dinner. That's a dinner with church people or some crap.
Oh, okay.
So we can't even count on her. Oh, and Mama Reynolds and Laurel, where are those traitors?
Well, Laurel is in town now, so I guess he could be listening.
Yeah, they could be listening on different computers, ratcheting our listener count up.
Nah, I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, I know. I know, I wouldn't give a crap.
Yeah.
Good Lord, if Will had a show, I'd be like, yeah, I listened, you're great. Hey, I got to go.
I would at least turn on my computer and walk away.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not like I'm going to give you a pop quiz.
Yeah.
Just do something, man. Let me believe we accomplished something here.
We're bigger losers than I thought.
Well, we've gone back to the listener groveling, which I think is the funniest thing we do, personally. People seem to enjoy it. They like to see men with no respect. Hey, come out drinking with us, you know?
Yeah. It's like how we do with girls, too.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, come on, please!
Come on, I bought you with this drink. At least drink it.
Oh, God. There's this great reggae song by, Christ, who is it? Like Captain Barky, I think. Called Please Let Me Put It In. And the chorus is literally just, please let me put it in, baby. Come on, come on. I mean, that's mostly the song right there. But I remember hearing that. My world was changed, man. That was some
it
good
has.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's Shakespeare right there to me. That's Don Juan.
Hey, look over there. Ah, I got it in.
Exactly. You gotta just hold on at that point. As they run screaming around the bar, trying to pull their skirt back down. Hey, that wasn't funny.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
So what's over that music video that was shooting at Bridges?
Yeah, we were at Bridges last night. It was its typical crappy God Bridges. What is with Bridges? Too many things at once?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it just no longer fun now that it's not my front yard?
No, I mean, I still enjoy it. I mean, you just
do once in a while.
Yeah, you can't do it every weekend, you know?
No.
But yeah, it is trying to be like a pool hall, then a dance.
It's got pool. It's got like almost, it's got the shisha randomly. Uh-huh. It's got the couches facing a huge widescreen, like a friggin' ESPN zone.
Yeah.
It's got a dance floor the and size of my junk, which means it's gigantic. No, it's like, what, 12 by 12?
2 inches.
Exactly. When it's at attention, of course.
Off the ground.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, anyhow, there was some kind of lame music video being recorded there. The DJ played the same crap track about 4 times in a row.
Uh-huh.
They filmed it. I didn't even get a look at the band, but there were some skeevy-looking fans of the act.
I saw the guy, the main guy. He looked like a Little John wannabe.
Okay.
But yet he talked like, hey, what's up?
Really?
Yeah, because I saw him walking around, and like people were like, you know, trying to be, you know, all up on his jock and stuff. And then
because he's a baller shooting a video at Bridges.
So he's like, come on, girls, you can come with me. You know, but yet they still enjoyed it.
This is also your Michael Jackson impression.
Yes.
Go for it.
Come move.
Say Jesus juice.
Jesus juice.
There we go.
There you
go. That's all I wanted.
Good job, turkey.
I just remember some hoodie-looking thick. One of them had cans spilling out. I'll give her that.
Wait, why gotta be hood, huh? Because they're
because they were of color, Leonard Reynolds. Why were you going there? No, they looked very tattooed, very rough, very herpatic, very gonorrhea-tastic. No, they were just they were fans, friends of the band, I guess, and they popped onto the dance floor for the video shoot.
Yeah,
and left. And at that point, I was
It was like the most black people I've ever seen at Bridges at once, you know?
Exactly.
Because of that music video.
On a different subject, where'd my wallet go? Snap. 2 for 2. Why do I do this with the whole Reynolds family listening? And then they come to the house, and I'm like, I didn't mean it, Mr. Reynolds. I'm just going for the cheap laughs.
He's
going to
arrest you.
Exactly.
You hate crime.
Exactly, man. Hating with my words. But, yeah, it was slow, except tying into our next subject. God, we are smooth as a 4-year-old today.
I know.
There were a few, some good eats at Bridges, I gotta say. One of them appealing to what I would say is my weird, I guess you'd call it a fetish. I don't know if you call it a fetish. Does this fall under fetish?
Nah, because like, it's foot fetish.
Is getting peed on while you listen to Mozart or something. This is just something I find a little hot. I love chicks in the huge black rimmed dork glasses, like a librarian.
Okay.
And as you hit it, I'm not talking like actual dorky chicks in these things, but you once said something about they look
like what, porn stars?
There you go.
Yeah.
If a porn star were trying to play a librarian or a secretary, that's the look. Like, take a really hot girl and just put the glasses on her, and I'm all set.
Yeah.
Don't give me no pasty bitch. No ass, no jugs. Can I Dewey Decimal that for you? That ain't gonna do it for me.
Nah. No.
But that's my thing. And there was a blondie, and again, I'm not huge on the blondies, but whatever. There's a blondie across the bar who was doing that, and I was like, good Lord. Plus she had a Christmas stocking purse, which meant she was out there to get attention.
Yeah.
And she pulled out the Newports from it, so she's a smoker. Thus hoary. As they all are. And, I just wanted to say I dig that look.
Okay.
Which would coax you to say, offer such information in return. Things that make you go, Come on, Cece. Share with your music factory.
I really wouldn't say, glasses, it could be. But, I don't know, I'm just a weird guy. I like everything, you know. As long as you're not
ugly. So you're just horny.
Yeah. But no, like...
To quote Howard Stern, you're my type of woman. You have a vagina. No. You like everything. Come on, limit your scope a little. Do you like huge fatties?
No.
There you go. That's not everything.
All right.
Paint a picture with your words.
All right.
Come, Mr. DJ. Sing me a song.
Let's see. I like, tan girls.
Okay.
And brunette. You know one thing I do like that gets me on? Like brunette when they have blonde highlights.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I think it makes them look skeevy, but I kind of like skeevy, so.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, you know?
Yeah.
And also the thing, you know how, like, they have the blonde hair in the front, and then, like, scroll down, and you have the brunette hair?
Oh, like Jennifer Harris.
No, not like that. She messed it up.
Jennifer Harris is a coworker of ours.
She looks like Storm.
With the gray up front.
Yeah.
A little bit. I could see that.
Yeah, she looks like a reject from X-Men.
You know what? For whatever reason, I really wanted to kind of fix her hair. Mm-hmm. I thought she shouldn't have bleached it that hard.
Nah.
Like a little under that, but the whole thing just solid. I don't get the whole tiered thing.
Yeah.
And then do the eyebrows.
She doesn't do it well.
Oh, I'm getting a call. I wonder if this is business for my lock business. It isn't. I'm just hitting ignore.
No, it's not. Okay.
No, it could be. I don't know.
No, you should have answered it.
What, grovel for $40, drive out and do a reiki? Hell with that.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you weren't on the radio.
No,
right
I'll be calling him back in 10 minutes like, hello, I didn't mean it.
Yeah. You weren't on the radio right now. You'd be like, yes, sir. Okay, sir.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
You'd be summoning
my Uncle
ancestors.
Ben voice.
I got that minute rice, too.
Exactly. No, sir. No overtime. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of difficult with me about girls, though.
Well, we've gone over kind of the ideal woman before. We both pretty much like them tan, brunette.
Yeah.
Bumps in a hump. Or was it humps in a bump, to quote Hammer?
Pumps
in
a bump.
Yes. My brother really loved that song.
He did?
Yeah. Hold on. You know what? We can get that on YouTube.
Yes.
We have a laptop hooked up to YouTube.
Nice.
Hooked up to our radio show. Can you buy 5 seconds?
I can buy five
while I Google
seconds.
Pumps in a hump.
Pumps in a bump.
Pumps in a bump. What a hump bump. Trump stump. I don't care.
I don't know. You might be correct anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
YouTube.
And this song was when he was in Death Row, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay, I'm going to do Hammer, Pumps, and a Bump.
Like I said.
God, why must you be good? Here's a remix.
No.
No. Okay, we're going to go with the original.
Unless the remix is the single.
Pumps and a Bump. Content can get a little racy, so if you feel insulted by pumps, in quotes, and or bumps, please. And it says, please do more. I just want to hear the song. I think it has a, it has strippers in the background. I had to like log in and prove I'm an adult. Hell with that. Okay. Here it comes.
We have a call.
DJ Salty Nuts with ya.
Salty Nuts.
Hold on, we gotta stop. Take our caller. Treat our callers right. All right. Hit caller. Put them up. Put them on program.
Hey, this caller is 25% of our listeners.
Exactly. Caller.
Did I hear you say something about the perfect woman?
Oh, and on cue, Carmen calls. What's up, Carmen?
Oh, I don't have that much for you, but I have a Christmas story.
I love your self-esteem.
I have a Christmas story. It's more of a horror story for my little sister.
Okay, we're going to play MC Hammer in the background. This is DJ Buster Hyman with you.
All right. Give me the girls with the pumps and a...
Yeah, try to talk over it.
And, can you hear me?
Yeah, let me lower bumps and a hump a little more. Or pumps and a bump hump, I don't know, whatever.
Pumps and a bump.
It was Christmas Eve, like, I think 2002 or something like that.
Okay.
That was back when I was dating, remember Jeff?
Jeff.
Yeah.
It's always some piece of Irish filth. That's your dating history.
So,
okay.
Anyway, we were at a Christmas Eve dinner at my parents' friend's house. These people who would, like, you know, come to visit my mom when she was in the hospital after having delivered me and stuff. You know?
Okay.
And he was, like, a big smoker, so we went outside to smoke cigarette. And I don't know, we were both pretty drunk, and we decided,
but of course.
Hey, I think this is a good time to have a good time and place to have sex. So
is this on your porch? I kind of zoned out for a second.
They had their minivan parked in the driveway, and then there was like a brick wall about like 2 feet away.
Wait, at your house that I've been to a million times?
Huh?
This is your house I've been to a million times or somewhere else?
No. This is my parents' friends. Like,
okay, okay.
Friends,
yeah.
They've been friends since
the ones that cradled you as you're an infant.
Yeah, yeah, they came to visit me, and I pooped on one of them when they came to see me at the
at age 16.
But okay. That's another story. Anyway,
okay.
In the vein of shitting on these people, we kind of wedged ourselves in between their minivan and the wall of their driveway, and we made sweet, sweet love, making sure to make an impression of my ass cheeks and frost on the windows of the band so that they would see it the next day. And then we just go back in like nothing happened.
Did he pull out and finish on the hood or what? Don't leave us hanging.
I don't know. I was just trying to tell you, it's a little bit fuzzy. But later on that night, my sister found my mom's booze stash, because she's the secret drinker. And,
yeah, I was going to say, functional alky.
She was like 15, and she drank it all, and like she heard us going at it, and like started banging at the door of the bed. woke up the whole family who was, probably aware of it, but like trying to ignore it.
Yeah, that their sweet Catholic Carmen's giving up her rose.
Yeah, it's not that great. But then again, I don't know. One of your stories was about a unbuttoned fly, so I figured I could.
Hey, stories about Leo's penis are never slow. Take that back.
Sorry about that, then.
Exactly.
Carmen's always a classy broad. And then there's the time I got engaged, but.
Yeah. Is that a story for today?
What?
Is that a story for today? Engaged to the fat man.
Yeah, engaged to the fat man. We were at the mall because I dragged him to the mall to get a present for his mom. I didn't know what the hell, he didn't know what the hell to get me for Christmas, and it was obvious. We walked by a jewelry store, and he's like, why don't you just go in and, and I'm
pick
like,
yourself something nice, but not too nice.
You mean, and he's like, I said, don't you think we should wait like 6 months between a domestic violence incident before we take this step? And he says, but baby, the clock.
But baby.
Of course it won't happen once we get engaged.
Of course.
And that was how Carmen almost got married once.
Wow. Well, thank you, Carmen, for calling in.
Ever classy. I'm going to go listen to the show.
I'm going to hang up and listen to myself, y'all, here.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Later. I love the call-ins from Carmen.
Yeah.
She lives it up a lot more than us, man. I gotta say.
How so?
Well, she lives in Charlottesville right now, but you know how we work a crap office job and hate it, but then we just go home and do nothing with our lives for the most part?
I think we're doing better now.
You think so?
Yeah.
A little bit?
We have a plan.
We have a plan.
Yeah.
Okay. You know who else had a plan? Jeffrey Dahmer. He wanted to melt little Asian boys' heads and create an army of sex zombies. Hey. That plan didn't pan out for him so well, did it?
Well, we're not going to have sex with little Asian kids.
Exactly. They're going to be white.
Yeah, I don't like Asians.
Exactly. You don't have the yellow fever.
No.
That is not one of your proclivities, to tie into an earlier theme. God damn, I am just weaving it today. But anyhow, yeah. Well, she's just out daily, partying, winoing it up. Singing karaoke. It's what I think we should be doing at our age, but then I realize, our age has kind of passed by that. We're old, man. We're old.
You're old.
Yeah, I'm old. You're still old. You just hit 24.
Yeah.
I'm about to hit 27. I'm like your sugar daddy for shit. Whoa. for heck's sake. How did that get out there? I don't know.
I think everyone cursed on the radio show today.
It was a little loose. It was a little saucy, if I do say so myself. If I had the Ron Burgundy soundboard loaded up, I'd have him saying, that was graphic. Care to buy another 5 or 10 seconds while I load up the soundboard, buddy? All
right. Now, do you have soundboards for, other stuff, too? Other movies? Like, old school? And
I have one. Let's see. You can actually hear it clicking around my computer. I have one that I made literally the second week of the show, and I couldn't get it working. So I'm going to go to load board. Load the effing board, you piece of crap. There we go. Soundboard maker. Radio show. And ta-da. Okay. So let's see if I can get that was graphic.
You scorpion woman!
Yeah, you weren't here for this toy last weekend.
No.
We got this working. It's actually kind of fun. We got this for popping a boner. No, that's if you screw up with a girl.
No.
Here's the pop a boner. Ta-da, Mario jumping boner. We can, if Leo hits the town, we can do this. I'm playing one of two Blazing Saddles clips. Let's see if we got the right one.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Funny. We got,
those guys are fucked!
Jeff Spicoli. And this is if we come in from a night of drinking.
Oh, that was one crazy party. I am hungover.
Brian Fantana, Anchorman, and
Wait a minute!
A couple other toys in there.
Nice, nice.
I thought you'd like it. We got some Goodfellas, and we got
Who really jarred something loose, Tiger?
What was some that? Kingpin.
Oh, Kingpin.
Yeah, let's see if the second clip is good from it too.
What is it about good sex that makes me have to crap? Guess it's all that pumping. Pump and dump.
Yeah. Pumps and a bump.
Pumps and a bump. And then finally.
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you.
Ta-da. Yeah, so there's like 5 movies I got lumped in there.
Okay.
Some good ones. I should flesh it out, man. It's fun.
Yeah.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Ta-da. Okay, I'm done with the toy for now.
All right.
We need a third person in on that, though, who can just play that throughout the show.
Yeah.
Because look at it. You give it a little... For those that don't know what I'm talking about.
We need a sound engineer.
Yeah, exactly. We need a paid staff here. Let's be honest. I say we jump to the news item.
All right.
And then we can bail out of here like 15 minutes early. We're not beholden to any advertisers. Let's live it up.
I'm surprised we got to 340, man.
Yeah, seriously. We wanted to ski dad at what, 325?
Yeah.
How?
320.
You know why? We're professionals. Look at us. We're only leaving 15 minutes early. Okay. And we have people saying that they also hate bridges. Oh, wait. Carmen gave us another list. I didn't read her IM. She sent us a list of stories we can pick from. Carmen's night in jail. Carmen thrown out of bars. Carmen stalks Irish bartenders. And Carmen is 5'2 and 105 pounds, which I think is perfectly reasonable, actually.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. That's not shocking, Carmen. Get with the program. Okay. Here is the news item of the week. Couple cashes in on Powerball. It's not cool like our previous stories about riots with people getting killed over groceries in China.
Over rape.
Rapeseed. Rapeseed oil, you remember. And about the dead baby. And they did the artist rendition and it looks like a retard did it with his feet.
Yeah.
No, this is just tapping into that whole what would you do if you won the damn lottery.
Okay.
Because God, you and I talk about this all the time. A sign that we like our lives and where they're going, by the way. Couple cashes in on Powerball. This is CNN.com. About 3 weeks ago, I haven't read this, by the way. Sheila Botelho, saucy name, told her boss at an Ann and Hope outlet store that she and her husband were retiring earlier than expected. Didn't mention why. A $159.9 million winning Powerball ticket, largest lottery prize in Rhode Island history. The lawyer and 2 bodyguards cashed in on prize. Whatever. She won the lottery. I don't need to read through the damn thing. She did what I would kill her to do.
Okay.
What I would kill you to do.
No, you wouldn't.
Don't push me, Reynolds. So anyhow, she won the lotto and actually stayed loyal to her man afterward, because I know step one for me would be saying goodbye to half my money to divorce and trade up.
Yeah.
That's just a different kind of tax.
Uh-huh.
But what would you do with lottery money?
Well,
that's my deep thought of the
moment.
Did you
hear about that guy in Florida? He won the lottery, didn't tell his wife.
For a couple years or something?
Yeah.
And try to weasel out of paying her, just like divorce her on the down low? Yeah.
Yeah, but
page out of my book, sir.
I don't know what I would do. I would just, I don't know. First off, I'll just ball, you know, have mad parties at my mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then would invite you guys, because you guys would be like the loser crowd back in my past. You
know? Would we still pay a quarter of the rent each?
Yeah.
Ball, $20,000 a month rent.
Yeah, you guys would still pay.
Thank you.
Actually, I'd probably just pay you the rest of what I had to pay. Like, for the rest of the month, and, like, leave. I'm like, all right, see you guys.
But any kind of, I mean, obviously, I would quit work. Like, I would quit work in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
In a horrible way, too. Like, I'd crap on my seat, like, smeared on the monitor.
No,
like a bad little kid.
I'll come in, like, probably, like, 3-4 hours late.
Uh-huh.
Like, right when, you know, the boss says, you came late. I'd probably fart or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then just, I wouldn't spit on her face because that's disrespectful.
Well, I kind of like,
but
yeah,
I would spit on all my work and stuff that they gave me. I'm like, you know, just say fuck you. I mean, I say
nuts to you, character. That's what you'd say.
I'd say, hey guys, I'll see you around.
Exactly.
But no, a lot meaner than that.
I think I just sleep at my desk more so. I'd make them fire me still, just for the hell of it. Like, I'd force them to pay me and to give me insurance until they couldn't take it anymore. But I would just show up with a pillow under my arm, like in my underwear or something. Something like that. And they'd kick me out, and I'd be in a robe with my junk flopping out. It would be good. I'd make a scene. I'd make some kind of scene. I mean, you got so much money. You can't even comprehend the freedom. You're not even worrying about money anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you can pull the hottest piece of ass wherever.
Because I think girls will lock people with money.
Exactly. They do.
But, yeah, I guess I would hire some people that work there and be, like, my bodyguards. So if the boss comes.
Would you buy your current place of employment, which would be mine as well, and then sink it? like, literally buy it and then just liquidate it and sit in front of it, you know, in a lawn chair in your underwear, like, laughing as everyone's escorted out of your now empty building.
You know what? I probably wouldn't.
It'd only
do
take
that.
A couple million, right? Yeah. It couldn't take that much.
But I like some of the people that work there, and they need their jobs, you know? They got to feed their families. Like James Lee, you know?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to him?
Buy him a new company.
That is true.
Like you can James... liquidate it to spite your enemies and then hook up your friends.
Okay. I'm like, you're the president now.
Exactly. Buy him an Arby's to take care of. I don't know.
But, yeah, I guess I would just go balls out.
Well, then does it become... Or would you... That was a nice little snort, by the way. Big Greek booger. Big Greek nose. Tiny Greek meat. Anyhow. do you then... Because your lifelong dream is kind of like mine, get famous and rich. So the rich is taken out of there.
Yeah.
Do you then attempt just to produce whatever it is you think would get rich? Would you make your own movies? I mean, you can make huge blockbuster budget movies for yourself now.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. And then, like, or I just become, like, that guy. Like, what was his name? Rick Solomon? The Paris sex tape. And now he's married to Pam Anderson.
He divorced, by the way.
No, well, divorced. I mean, it's kind of like just that guy, loser guy, you know, going to clubs, getting in. And
banging out hot rods.
Yeah.
Not a bad life.
Yeah. I don't care what they call me in the tabloids.
Okay. I mean, I'd do this. I wouldn't work. I'd wake up. I'd still try to stay in shape, you know, like I'd actually hit the gym like five ways a Sunday.
Trainer,
exactly.
You know?
Personal trainers.
Yeah.
And
have my own gym at my house.
Yeah. A good house. You know what? I might keep the house small to keep the overhead low.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just do stand up every night and throw dollar bills at the audience.
At your house.
Exactly. On a karaoke machine, to a captive Asian audience. laugh. And they do these polite little applause.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be it. And I would piss away all the money to get famous and make more money.
Yeah.
That's the Middle Eastern blood in me talking. the cheap haggling blood.
Yeah.
Not that I'm stereotyping in any way whatsoever.
It's okay.
Dude, you know the people we work around. We can't be making any Middle Eastern jokes. We'll get it in the lobby.
Oh, is people in the lobby right now?
I think so. But we don't have a speaker in the lobby.
Okay, good.
And if not, we'll bum rush.
Yeah.
We'll get real quiet real fast.
You know they already hate black people.
Oh, God. Let me find some Arab music on YouTube fast.
Put some Punjabi MC.
Punjabi. I think that's Indian.
Oh.
We're screwed.
All right. Where's Harris when you need him?
Exactly. Well, screw it, man. Let's call it early.
All right. Are you done for today?
I'm a little done for today. Are you? What? Do you have any agenda?
No, not really.
Let's see what we finally got that calling count up to. Okay, I'm supposed to check out some video on air. Let's see what it is really fast.
Two girls, one cup.
The greatest prank ever.
I wanted to switch gears a little bit. Tom Mabe was our guest last week.
We got
a lot of requests for this. He has a little stunt that he does. He leaves a tape recorder by his phone, and when the phone rings, he hits the button. And if it's a telemarketer, he records the call.
Puts him on a little bit.
And I thought we'd give this one a listen.
Hello? Yes, can I speak with Tom Mabe?
Who's calling?
So this is Mike. You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Oh, really good pictures of the body. Yeah, and dust everything down for prints. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. Officer Clark.
What is this laugh in the back?
I'm going to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look, you don't understand. I just want to be charged.
It's like Mozart laughing. Amadeus.
No, look. We'll get your supervisor in a second here. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smartass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I want to mail your
for the next laugh.
What would I have to write on the outside of the envelope to assure the mailman to deliver right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
40 West, Littleton, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Now, hold on. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Hold on a second, all right?
Yeah,
Leo, join in.
Is this like the white guy laugh?
I don't know, man. It's the most douchebag laugh I've ever heard. We can get the rest of the sketch, man. We were up to 5 listeners, by the way.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
How did you know, Mr.
Half of our former glory.
Yeah.
You know what, sir? Let's. It's my Christmas present to you because I don't want to buy you anything. Mm-hmm. We're getting out of here 5 minutes early.
Okay.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah, I'm going to go to sleep now.
And to the callers, to... We got Christy, we got Patricia, we got Carmen, of course, we got Stefan, and we had Carmen actually call in, and the guy who called in for Squires before the show. You know what? The guy who wasn't even on air, I'll count you too. Merry Christmas to all, and we're out. I think I got the right POC track. No, actually, no. I didn't. I'm going to go to Hail Mary.
No, okay.
Let's hear. No, I got it. All right. Later, guys.